According to our report then, impressive first half from the boys.
Yeah, we were very happy with the first half. Started the game really well. And then at one stage we were 4 points up. I think we were 1-4 to 3 points. And we were set up quite well and you know, really stopped them getting through us. And we're picking off some great scores. So PP, O'Hara and Scott Conroy inside did very, very well. You know, they had to beat some of their men. Unfortunately then, for the last kind of 10 minutes of the first half, we allowed them back into it more again, you know, so we didn't win enough primary possession in around the centre, and then some of our passing into inside lads were going astray, you know, it was a little bit of a pity. But at half time, I think we were level at half time, and, you know, we were happy enough where we were, I think.
You did go 40 minutes without a score at one point, though, over the both halves. Was that frustrating?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very frustrating, and actually, just after half time, we had a couple of chances. I just felt that if we had taken them, you know, then we would have been really in with a shout. We were against a very strong breeze in the second half, and we just found it difficult to break them down to get the ball past midfield. We did say at half time that we'll keep possession, you know, in the first 10 minutes of the second half and settle back into the half, which I thought we did really, really well. You know, our lads have become very comfortable in possession, but we just didn't have that little bit of extra quality to break through them. You know, the lads were trying their best and trying everything they could, but we just couldn't break the lines enough. So then by that stage then they had kind of pushed on ahead of us a little bit, and we managed to read them back in a little bit at the end. So in all, it was a good performance. We were just a little bit unlucky, I think, to miss a few chances at Viking time.
No goals conceded, though. Is that significant for your backs and your goalkeeper mentally?
Yeah, exactly. We were very happy with that. If you think back to earlier in the season, we did ship a good few goals, you know, at the beginning of the league campaign, and it's something that we've really worked on and changed our setup and stuff a little bit in response to that. And to not concede against a good team like Offaly, any goals, we were very happy with that. And I think as a defensive unit and our keeper, they've really improved and really performed very well in the last few games, so we have to be happy with that.
So how would you sum up your first league and championship campaign in charge?
Well, me personally, I've learned so much in the year, you know, just in terms of the preparing the team and management and coaching, and it's been a fantastic experience for me personally. For the team and for London GA, I think we, you know, plodded through a lot of young players, a lot of London-born players are in the squad and even in the team now. Like Kieran Healy started the last day, his first championship game. It would have been nice to pick up another few wins through the league. We came close quite often. Our big thing that we said at the very beginning when we had a training camp all season was that we wanted to compete in every game. And we designated that as being within 6 points of the team. And we achieved that apart from the Wexford game and then Mayo in Championship, obviously, and Offaly. Okay, we were off by 7, but we had a great chance to go to 5 behind late in the game, and unfortunately we didn't take it. So I think we've competed. We need to now probably go to another level, you know, to push on to another level and start giving these young players more game time, I think, next season. You know, if I'm involved, I would hope that those lads would get more games under the belt. But yeah, it's a challenging position, definitely.